Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Hospital and nursing home chaplains are working around the clock, often in circumstances they never imagined, as the death toll from COVID-19 rises. This morning, we hear from four of them. We begin with Karen Landy. She's a rabbi at the Denham-based Newbridge-on-the-Charles Senior Living Community. Rabbi Landy says her role there has changed dramatically.
I just left the room of a man who's at the end of his life. He was lying in bed, and I was all gowned up in my PPE with my iPad and a plastic bag, two masks on, goggles, my head covered. I stood at the end of his bed with the iPad over his head, and his children and their children, the grandchildren, all got on FaceTime, and they were able to say their goodbyes to him as he faced the end of his life. My role in this is to facilitate the conversation, allowing them to see their dad, their grandfather. And it's also to be a witness physically. As I stood there today, all gowned up, schwitzing, I was sweating because of the PPE, and I was trying to stand as still as I possibly could so that the iPad wasn't shaking, so that they could say their goodbyes with laughter and stories about their father, reminding him how much he meant to them. And also, Dad, we're going to be okay. You go in peace. And then I retreat to a corner. I look out the window. The world still exists outside. And I am grateful that I have the strength and the wisdom and the experience to be able to hold these moments.
My name is Ibrahim Sayar. I am an imam and I'm a hospital chaplain. So I prepared special resources specifically for these difficult times. Basically, it talks about what to do, what the Muslim tradition says. For example, closing the eyes, putting arms on the side, not on the chest. Turning face and the body towards Mecca, which is northeast from United States. And recitation of Quran, if possible, recited or just played from YouTube. Chaplains are dedicated to be present. Since we have social isolation right now, it's been challenging. So you cannot hold hands, for example. You cannot get closer eye connections. I'm hoping to continue to do my best to be present for our patients and their families, sometimes physically and sometimes virtually, as much as I can.
My name is Chaplain Kathy Pimley, and I'm the supervisor of pastoral care at UMass Memorial Medical Center in Worcester. Now, all of this has to happen behind a mask, gloves. I have to pray on the other side of the glass with COVID patients and wonder, honestly, if this is of any comfort to them at all. Worst of all is for the families. The families can't be with their loved ones when they're sick and when they're dying. Today, I got a call from a husband whose wife died yesterday. I had not met him, but he asked if I could go to the morgue and offer a prayer for his wife. I'd never been to the morgue here, and once I found out who to contact, I went down and was greeted by a wonderful male nurse who let me in. He stood next to me while I did the blessing and had tears in his eyes. I then looked around this large room with so many deceased patients. Sometimes with all this going on, I can't cry, because I'm afraid if I do, it will be a waterfall. I pray that when the pandemic is over, that my colleagues who have put their lives on the line will be able to breathe, to heal from all that they have witnessed. In faith, I know that a new day is coming and life will be renewed.
My name is Katie Reimer. I'm an Episcopal priest and a hospital chaplain at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. During this pandemic, there's a small group of us who are in the hospital. The other day, I received a referral to respond to a Jewish patient. I understood this gentleman had been diagnosed with COVID-19 and had taken a turn for the worst. And the request came that we go and pray the Misha Berek for him, which is a traditional Jewish prayer for healing. Because this patient was on a respirator, we decided the safest thing to do was for me to stand outside the room, looking at the patient through the window with my hand on the glass and pray that way. May the one who blessed our ancestors, patriarchs Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, matriarchs Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, bless and heal the one who is ill. May the Holy Blessed One overflow with compassion. And there are other ways that we're crossing boundaries, too. For one thing, staff are asking for prayer all the time. All of the chaplains who are on site find ourselves praying in the hallways, in the staff break rooms. I do hope that we did well for this man and his family and for the many, many others who are in this experience that is most unusual and most extraordinary. The renewal
of body. The renewal. That's Episcopal priest Katie Reimer. We also heard from Imam Ibrahim Sayer, Catholic chaplain Kathy Pimley, and Rabbi Karen Landy. Our story was produced by WBUR's Martha Biebinger and Deborah Becker, edited by Elizabeth Harrison, and mixed by George Hicks. The Jewish Prayer for the Sick is sung by the late Debbie Friedman.